Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Patrick Lang there just a minute or two ago describing how, well, the business cronies and the military cronies in Egypt are likely to keep their fingers on their money and on their power, even if there are free and fair elections. So it raises the question, with President Mubarak, former President Mubarak, and everybody else, just how much money are we talking about and where is it? During his 3 decades in power, the ousted Egyptian dictator amassed a fortune which could be in the tens of billions of dollars. We don't know how much.
40 to 70 is everyone
always
says.
That's the range?
Yeah, that's what everyone says, yeah.
God, I hope he's not on the low end of that. So properties we do know in London and L.A. and New York. Many Egyptians think Mubarak and his family accumulated vast sums in kickbacks and corruptions, military deals, and there are now calls for job number one to be getting that money back and getting it into social services and given to the poor in Egypt. The BBC's business reporter John Bithrie is in London and he joins us now. John, good morning.
Hello there.
Well, 40 to 70, how much do we know about how much the Mubarak family really owns?
Well, yes, there are some wildly varying estimates as to how much he's worth. You mentioned the $70 billion figure there. There's a much more conservative estimate from the US government, actually, which puts his wealth at somewhere between $2 and $3 billion, so tiny in comparison. The short answer could be that nobody really knows. The Mubarak family have extensive business interests in Egypt, some property investments around the Red Sea resort. According to the New York Times, Hosni Mubarak's son Gamal has a share in an investment firm, a very large share, a firm based in Cyprus, which has links to a huge investment bank in Egypt called EFG Hermes. And it's said that the family also have several homes around the world as well, including in New York and Los Angeles.
We've heard reports, of course, that Swiss banks have frozen Hosni Mubarak's assets. And that seems to be a suggestion of guilt, even if it's not. Under what justification did they freeze his assets the other day?
Well, yes, they made this announcement on Friday, not long after his resignation was announced. They basically issued this order, and they've become it's a more frequent occurrence in Switzerland that this will happen in the event of somebody being toppled or there being questions about their assets elsewhere in the world. They did it when Ben Ali was forced to quit the presidency in Tunisia last month. So they have taken this step. It's purely a sort of if there's a bank that does have Mubarak assets, then there's a request to freeze those assets and to tell the government about them. We've had a call here in London as well over the weekend from the British Minister for Business, Vince Cable, who said there should be a concerted international effort to hunt for these assets. And he's indicated that the City of London could voluntarily start this off even without any legal movements. And there is pressure to do more, particularly coming from within Egypt, from the opposition movement.
John Bithrie, Wael Ghanim, the Google executive who's now become the face of the revolution in Egypt, has said job number one is to get that money back. He said it on 60 Minutes here in the U.S. last night. How easy would that be to actually do?
Well, it might be quite difficult, particularly within Egypt, because there are these calls for an investigation into where this money is. However, with the military in charge, many senior members of the military have reportedly benefited from the generosity of the Mubarak regime over the years, particularly during the era of privatization in the 1990s. But even outside Egypt, you'd have to prove that these assets were plundered, that Mubarak systematically used the Egyptian economy to his own ends. And that may not be as easy as it sounds.
John Bithrie is in London. He's the BBC's business reporter. John, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's a real question as to whether going after Hosni Mubarak's billions might mean exposing billions.
Why did you say you hope it's not on the low end?
Well, out of sympathy.
It's more excited.
Out of sympathy for Hosni Mubarak.
$70 billion instead of the $40 billion. A mere $40 billion.
Could be
that's
as high
poor
as
Hosni Mubarak.
Could be as high as 120.
I weep for him.